All right, Tyler. Well, it sounds like you're having a lot of fun, and you're covering all the bases of the tech class license too. You're really doing a lot of the stuff inside it. All I really did was just exactly what we're doing here, is just talk on 2 meters. As I was learning, I learned a little bit more about what there was to do, and I dabbled a little bit here, a little bit there. I've never really done any of the digital modes. I think at some point I might like to. I'd like to just try RIDI. I'd like to try, like, PSK31 and Olivia and some of those. Whisper is another digital mode that helps you with your propagation. I've never been a QRP guy, though. I brought this big chonking battery with me today because I wanted to run 100 watts, and I had to carry it 50 yards down from the car to the picnic table, at least 50 yards. Luckily, I'm still in pretty good shape, but I just didn't bring a wagon. But the older you get, the more you think, you know, a wagon, one of those collapsible wagons that my buddy had at field day, would work really good for something like this. But I know a lot of guys that make all the contacts with 5 watts, and they do just good with it. Me, I like to be heard. I don't like to call CQ. I like to be heard. That's my my take on it. But again, there's guys out there that do it, and they do it every day, and they have fun with it. And they say, yeah, I talked to Frank today on 5 watts. I'm like, that's amazing. And it's just, I don't know. I don't know why I can't do it. Is it a patience thing? I'm not sure, but I tell you what I would do different with my HF station, the radio I'm talking on now, this E357. It's an older radio. It's meant to be a mobile radio. It's about the size of a mobile radio, detachable basically. I do not have the optional filters in it, and when I was operating today, there was a lot of other signals that I couldn't filter out that were adjacent to filters or signals, and it got so bad that I had to call it because I wasn't able to get rid of all the noise from the adjacent signal. And that's just because I don't have that optional filter inside this radio. And just being an old radio, that filter is very hard to find anymore. Newer radios have them built in. Other than that, this radio is fantastic, and I really love it. And it's just a small form factor, which is the reason why it's affordable.